Here's Walter Spires with today's Minute for Men.
King David endured a lot in the 20 years between the time the prophet Samuel first anointed him and when he became king. And perhaps the most unusual example of pride and its consequences, we find David again in trouble, this time with the Lord. 2 Samuel 24 and 1 Chronicles 21 record the scene in which David decided to take a census of his people. Why was that prideful? In the history of Israel, only the Lord had given the command to number his people, and that is the point. The children of Israel were God's people, not David's. The consequences? The angel of the Lord came and destroyed 70,000 men before David confessed it was his sin and begged God to punish him, not his men. My dear brothers, pride comes in many forms. So let us seek the Lord as David often did for hidden areas of pride in our lives. God stands ready to forgive, and that's good news.
For information about Desperate Men Ministry or Walter's book, All Men Are Desperate Whether They Admit It or Not, visit DesperateMen.org. That's DesperateMen.org.